Hello, everyone. This is Bill Knauer, and you're listening to Author to Author, where we talk about writing and life. Because what it takes to write the book you want to write is also what it takes to lead the life you want to lead. Author to Author is brought to you by Author Magazine, the premier free writing magazine on the internet, featuring articles on writing and the writing life, as well as video and audio interviews with best-selling and award-winning authors across the genres. You can learn more about Author Magazine by going to authormagazine.org. And we're funded by the Pacific Northwest Writers Association, supporting writers from pen to publication since 1955. To learn more about the PNWA and their yearly writers' conference, which will be coming up, I believe, July 16th here in Seattle, the SeaTac area, you can go to pnwa.org. Today's guest, I hope, will be Neil Donald Walsh, the one and only Neil Donald Walsh, author of 29 books, and counting probably, but 29, including Conversations with God, which was translated into 37 languages, sold millions of copies, spent a lot of time on the New York Times bestseller list. But unfortunately, Neil has not called in yet. Oh, very disappointing. But I'm hoping he will. I've got a message out to his publicist. There might have been some confusion. But I'm hoping to hear from him soon. However, on the line is a young woman. Actually, I don't know how young she is. She might be as old as I am. Shiloh, who's a fan of his work. I'm going to talk to Shiloh for just a second. Shiloh, are you there?
I'm here, yep.
Hello, Shiloh. So, Shiloh, you're a fan of Neil's books, is that right?
Yeah, I am, totally.
Yeah, now, so when did you find his books?
I first found, the book one, which is just pretty much like meditations, like daily affirmations or something. So, and then they were pretty inspiring. And so then I just at Goodwill one day came across his second book. I didn't even know there was one. And then I found the third one after that. But they're just really good books, like really thought provoking and just good books. You know, like it doesn't
what did you find-
steer you in.
Yeah, what did you find inspiring about them? What specifically? I mean, how did you see the world? What were your thoughts kind of on a general basis before you read them, and how did reading them change the way you saw things?
I guess I was, when I saw the title, Conversations with God, I instantly was thinking church and religion, and this book is going to be all about gearing me towards some specific religion, but it's not. It's his books are more like spirituality and just, I don't know how to describe it. You can't, if you were to do everything in the books that, you know, God is telling him or conversating with him about, there's no way you could go wrong. It's not about church or religion.
Right.
It's just about being a good person, you know, and being who we're supposed to be. And just for me, I guess I liked it because it took a lot of the things that we consider wrong in life or to make us a bad person. It took that out of context and pretty much showed you that there is no right and wrong, that everything
that's,
just is, you know, that we're just
correct.
Supposed to accept things and not judge, make judgments and stuff.
That's right.
And
you know, it's a funny thing, Shiloh. One thing I was thinking about recently. So this is a author to author is a website for or a show that I talk to writers often about writing, but I like to have spiritual teachers on too. And I teach a lot of writing and the writer, you know, is trying to create. They're trying to take a blank page and put what they want on it. And kind of everything has to be open to the author when they create. There isn't such thing as a good word or a bad word. There are just words that help them create what they want to create. And I often think about that, about what you were just talking about, the good and the bad. When I was reading, and I don't usually read the Bible, but I was reading the Old Testament. I was curious about the original story of creation of Adam and Eve in the Bible, in the garden, and the tree that Eve eats from. That gets them, and that Adam and Eve end up eating from, that gets them booted out of the garden. And I had always thought this was the tree of knowledge, the tree of knowledge. And I thought, oh, right, because I came from a very secular background. where the tree of knowledge, you know, I thought that was sort of the conflict between science and religion and knowledge versus just sort of belief. But in the Bible that I had, it was not called the tree of knowledge, but the tree of knowledge of good and bad. And so, in other words, it is the belief in good and bad that will get you booted out of this place of peace and this place of love. It's the belief that good and bad and good and bad that begins to cause the problem. And as a writer, as a creator, you can't believe in good and bad. You can only believe in, and you're a creator too. I don't know if you write or not, Shiloh, but just the fact that you're living your life makes you a creator. Your life is yours to lead. You can create it however you want. And there is no really good and bad in your life. There's simply the life that you want to lead and the life that you don't. The life, the choices you make that are in service to your life and the choices that aren't. Good and bad.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
And so I very much resonate with that. And that has nothing to do with religion per se, but just simply with the concept of love. Well, Shiloh, I hope for all our benefit that Neil joins us. I'm gonna put you back on hold, and I'm going to hang for a few minutes. If he calls in, then we'll have a show. This is
awesome.
This is the beauty of internet radio. And if he doesn't, then I will get him back because I will hound his publicist until he comes back and this confusion is cleared up. But I'm going to put you back on hold, and we're going to hang for a few more minutes and see if Neil decides to show up. How does that sound?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. All right, that's good. Yeah, you know, it's really true what I was just telling Shiloh about good and bad. It really can cause you a lot of trouble. For instance, within the writing community, there's a great fear of being a bad writer, of writing poorly, of committing the sin of bad writing, writing a cliched sentence or a boring sentence or a stupid sentence. But really, all it is the stuff you want to create and the stuff you don't want to create. And good and bad is purely a concoction of our own mind. And if as a creative person, and I don't care if you're a writer or not, you're just trying to create your own life, if you can do away with the concept of good and bad and focus instead on simply what do I want to create? And what are the choices that I can make that are in service to what I want to create? And what are the choices I can make that are not in service of it? Because when you take the concept of right and wrong out of it, you remove the threat of committing a sin. You remove the threat of doing something wrong and of being punished. In truth, when you're creating, there simply isn't a right and wrong. There is simply what you want to create and what you don't want to create. And you learn that as you go. There's no other way around it. The page is blank. You know, in the beginning, God created what? He created the light and the dark. And what is the page? The black and the white. And that's where we begin. And that's where we end. Well, Neil, I'm sure, is off meditating somewhere. Maybe he's starting his 28th book. I hope so. But it doesn't look like, for whatever reason, our paths were able to cross today. And so I will not keep you all lingering on here any longer. I would have loved to have talked to Neil, but it just didn't come to fruition. However, like I said, I know his publicist well. I will harangue her until we can agree on a new date, and I'll have Neil back. Until then, I encourage you all. And Shiloh, I am sorry, I know you wanted to talk to him, and you would have gotten to. But if you call back, you will get the chance to. So I will say until next time. Wow. All right, so quickly I will say that next week I do have Philip Donnelly on, suspense writer from the Northwest. So that'll be a lot of fun, and I know he'll be on the show. So until next time, go out there and do something you love. Be with who you love. And, well, you really can't go wrong. Adios, everybody.